الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون، الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون، لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، لا تبديل لكلمات الله، ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لكل شيء معدن، ومعدن التقوى قلوب العارفين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طاعة سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, Allah Rabbul Izzat, solely and only out of His extreme mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the entire creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating the entire creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally on the day of Jummah, Mufassirin explained, on the special time of Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then creates His most outstanding creation, and that is Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Insan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces after taking four qasams, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, we have to understand this reality, that وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can say a more truer word than Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allah Rabbul Izzat is an embodiment of truth. Allah is the creator of truth. So Allah Rabbul Izzat doesn't need to take a qasam like me and you. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, again out of His extreme kindness and mercy, according to my and your temperament, as so beautifully we learn from our Honorable Shaykh, that we are the product of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has created us. So Allah Ta'ala knows our mizaj, our temperament. Allah knows every aspect of ours. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that this human being that's supposed to be talking the truth all the time, but yet this human being, if he doesn't love like a human being, then he'll tell lies. And not only lies, sadly today, we will take qasam in the name of Allah and still tell lies. Whereas taking the name of Allah is so great, and then taking qasam in the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, That is Allahu Akbar. A person can't imagine what you are putting in front of your speech, the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person, if we don't know the reality and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person doesn't care that he will even take a qasam and tell a lie, Allah ta'ala save me and all of us. One person didn't know the reality of the greatness of Quran-i-Kareem. And he was caught, he was a criminal, he was brought into the court of justice, and he was admitted to be guilty, but he was denying it. So they told him, the judge told him, that if you hold the Quran-i-Kareem and take qasam, then only we will accept that what you are saying is true. So first he got very, very worried, and he was perspiring, but to get out of this ordeal of his, he said, no problem, I will hold Quran-i-Kareem, because he did not know what is Quran-i-Kareem, and he did not know the value of Quran-i-Kareem. And first, according to his mind, he thought Quran-i-Kareem must be something very heavy. How he is going to manage to hold it? But he took the courage, because he wants to come out of this ordeal of his. So he said, I'll be prepared to hold Quran-i-Kareem. So when they brought the Quran-i-Kareem, he saw it's a small kitab. Then when he saw it's a small kitab, not realizing the greatness of the word of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he said, oh, if I knew this is Quran-i-Kareem, I'm prepared to hold 10 of these kitabs and take qasam. So this is the reality when we don't know the greatness of Allah, we don't know the reality of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the disrespect we will show. So in any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran-i-Kareem, after taking 4 qasams, in other words, when Allah ta'ala is taking a qasam, Allah wants to impress upon our mind that first of all, the qasam of Allah is so great, it's so important. But the jawab-e qasam, in other words, what Allah wants to inform us, that subject matter is very, very important. So pay attention to the subject matter and put it into your heart and mind. So Allah ta'ala is saying, وَالتِّين وَالزَّيْتُون وَتُورِ سِينِين وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Qasam itself is so great and so much stress. But in this ayat again, Allah Ta'ala takes great stress. لَقَدْ لَام in Arabic comes for stress. The word قَد also comes for stress. And Allah Ta'ala says that I have created insan in the best of all forms. In other words, insan is the best of all creation. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, after taking so much care, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, making so much preparation for the coming of this insan, and Allah made the whole intizam, and Allah Rabbul Izzat made this insan the best of all creation, then this insan should take out 1-2 minutes to ponder and think, that Allah has chosen me and you to be the best of all creation. No person can claim that it is my birthright, that first of all I should be existing. Forget being the best of all creation. Just to be existing in any form, it is the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that Allah ta'ala has chosen me and you, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala informs Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all creation, in whose love Allah has created the entire creation. Allah Rabbul Izzat tells Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform us about this reality. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. And O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Rabb. And who is Rabb? Rabb is that very, very kind and great being that brings things into existence from non-existence. And that can only be Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is a khallaqi azim, a very great, mighty creator. And not just a great mighty creator, Allah Ta'ala, who is an embodiment of mercy. That is why Allah has created the entire creation. Allah Ta'ala announces, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah is totally independent. Allah is not in need of any creation whatsoever. Allah doesn't need any creation to be praising Him. Allah is not in need of any creation to be doing His work. Then why is it that Allah has created the entire creation? Allah Ta'ala says, ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah is an embodiment of mercy. So it is the demand of the mercy of Allah. And this is the lesson Allah Ta'ala gives us, that every rakat of your salah, repeat this ayat, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. It is only out of the demand of the mercy that Allah has created the entire creation, and I should realize me, one small ordinary speck, also existing out of the demand of the mercy of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala tells Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inform my servants, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Your Allah is that great being, that Rabb who creates whatever Allah Ta'ala desires, and then وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah Ta'ala gives preference to His creation according to His great wisdom. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ. Nobody has got any choice in this matter. Not even the Nabi of Allah has got any choice in this matter. It is only and solely Allah Rabbul Izzat's choice how to create, who to create, and who to give preference. This is Allah Ta'ala's sole prerogative. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, Subhanallah, that insan, although we made you the best of creation, we gave you intelligence and brain, but still you cannot understand and fathom the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Just look at one creation of Allah. If you just look at the end kingdom, Allahu Akbar, they look so small, but go and see in the jungle what big ant hills they are making, and how they got their whole big progeny, and how they are concerned about one another. One small creation, the ant, that Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala mentions their concern for one another in the Qur'an-i Kareem also. That when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam coming with his entourage, immediately the ants started making gush. وَقَالَتْ نَمْلَةُ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. That, oh ants, get into your ant holes, go into your safety. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is coming with his entourage. He won't even know, he'll trample you. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and said, Ya Allah, what is your greatness? And Allahu Akbar, upon that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam taught us the greatest lesson to learn, that when Allah has created the ant, and then Allah made you, insan, the best of all creation, then what lesson should we be learning? رَبِّ أَوْزِئْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْهِ وَنَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَادْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Said, O Allah, give me tawfiq to realize that you have created me only out of your mercy. You made me the best of creation only out of your mercy. So I should be making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. I should be grateful to Allah. In the morning when I get up, I should realize and think for a moment. Our pious elders teach us, our shaykh, our dada shaykh teaches us, that when you get up in the morning, then first, as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the beautiful sunnat, rub your eyes with the softness of your palm. And read the ayat, the greatness of Allah. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar. And let that sleep go away, and then just think, Ya Allah, you gave me another life. You made me insan. You made me a human being. Otherwise, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala mentioned that a time will come, and there were those people in the world that did not realize their worth, that Allah made you insan, the best of all creation. You did not appreciate the gift of yours, and you lived your life according to how you desired. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala just announced, كُونُوا كِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. That become swine and become apes. And when they woke up in the morning, their faces were totally disfigured. Allah Ta'ala save me and you and all of us. that we should ponder over this reality that, Ya Allah, you gave me life, and you gave me life as a human being, and you gave me iman. You made me in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person realizes this, Allah Ta'ala's favor, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Everybody desires prosperity. Everybody desires progress and wants more. And Allah Ta'ala has made the system of progress and prosperity very easy and simple. But yet myself, all of us are totally unmindful of this. Because as we will learn, this reality Allah Ta'ala teaches us, that where will we understand this reality? Where will we learn the fact to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the best of all creation. And Allah says, if you want prosperity, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That if you are grateful to Allah, Allah will increase your bounties all the time. Allah will raise your status all the time. And like we see, the Nabi of Allah, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, what Allah Ta'ala gave him, the ni'mat of deen, Allah made him a Nabi of Allah, Allah gave him such knowledge, and then the ni'mat of dunya, Allah gave him such a kingdom, that nobody had a kingdom like Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, but not an iota of pride ever in his heart. All the time, this humbleness. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday wa na'mala salihan tarda. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to make shukr of the ni'mat you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, his father also, what a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa na'mala salihan tarda. And he teaches us, what is shukr? One is we say alhamdulillah, shukr alhamdulillah. But the reality of shukr is that the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us, that we use it how Allah wants us to use it. That is shukr. Not that a person says, I make shukr, I'm a human being. But you lead your life according to your own intelligence. And remember, all the intelligence of human put together are totally weak. We cannot understand the greatness of the command of Allah. We cannot understand the greatness of Allah. Where are we going to understand the greatness of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So a true human being is that person who just submits wholly and solely to the will and the command of Allah. As a pious person says so beautifully, Ya Allah, tu meri dil mein aate hai, mere samajh mein nahi aate. Main jaan gaya yahi hai tere pehchan. That, oh Allah, you come in my heart. I can feel your existence, but I can't fathom you. I can't, just as we said, just one creation of Allah. If you ponder over the end kingdom, your mind will be boggled. Then what about all the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What a khallaq azim Allah ta'ala is. So to make shukr to Allah ta'ala is, one amala salihan tarda. That I do those good deeds, O Allah, in such a way that you are pleased. And then, O Allah, that good deeds also, it's not my ability, it's not my intelligence, but your tawfiq. And let that good deeds be a means. وَادْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That, O Allah, out of your soul mercy and your kindness, please enter me amongst your pious servants of Allah. Who is making this dua? The Nabi of Allah. The Nabi who is amongst the pious servants of Allah. But teaching me and you that first of all realize that Allah made us the best of creation. So, respected elders and friends, if a person just ponders and thinks that all the beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why did Allah Ta'ala choose me and you to be the best of all creation? And this is solely out of the mercy of Allah, because Allah Ta'ala wants to grant insan the best of all ni'mat and the greatest ni'mat, and that is to have the love and special nisbat and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So insan, Allah has brought us in this world not just to pass our life, not just to finish our life, time will pass in any case. So beautifully as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions in his Mautkiyad, Hodarihe Umar Misle Barafkam, Chupke Chupke Rafta Rafta Dambadam. That life is passing away in any case like a block of ice. Especially in the Indo-Pak continent where it's very hot, hot. Now this time of the year, very hot, so they sell big slabs of ice. A person who goes out with his big slab of ice early in the morning before Fajr, if he thinks it's still early, let me take a rest under the tree. And he takes a rest and he falls asleep. By the time he gets up, the sun is shining already. The three quarter or half of his ice will have melted. His prophets are all gone. So exactly the same. If myself, I think that I have come in the world, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that when you come as a youngster, you think I'm still a child, I must play. When you become Allah Ta'ala gives you youth and vigor and vitality, jawani mein majnooni hoti hai. Then you become mad and now you are worried, I must have a car, I must have this, and I must go to this party, etc. Or when I get old, when you get little older, then you worried of getting married. And when you getting married, now you say, I need to make children, and I need to enjoy my life with my wife. Whereas in reality, respected elders and friends, our understanding of enjoyment of life, and where Allah has kept enjoyment of life, is two different things. Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept it in one place where Allah Ta'ala says, Ala, inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, وَلَا هُمْ يَعْزَنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah. Hazrat explains us so beautifully that generally when we come for the bayan, Juma bayan, whatever bayan, then in the first few minutes a person is listening. But after a few minutes, many people take their 40 wings and then they don't listen properly and they take the wrong message home. Like one Maulana was giving a bayan and he said, Viyaj haram hai. Viyaj is a Gujarati word for interest. So this brother, half sleepy, he heard piyaj haram. And normally the wife, piyaj means onions. She wants piyaj when it's very expensive. And Abad, when he went home, then his wife said, lot of visitors are coming, we need 2-3 bags of onions. He said, didn't you hear what the Maulana said? He said, Maulana said piyaj haram. He said, which Maulana is this? She phoned the Maulana and found out, since when is this masala, that onion? He says, I didn't say piyaj arame, I said viyaj. Interest, that he doesn't want to listen because he's got his bond, HP, all that. So if we don't listen properly, we'll take the wrong message home. One Maulana said, Allah Ta'ala is so kind and merciful that when you go and suffer a journey of 77 kilometers, then Allah Ta'ala has made namaz half. This brother, half sleepy, he heard Allah Ta'ala made namaz maaf. He went on supper, his wife told him, it's time for Zohar, let's stop at the garage or somewhere, make our Zohar. He said, no, Maulana said namaz is maaf on supper. When she found out, he said, Maulana didn't say it's maaf, it's half. That is your 4 rakats faraz, you can make 2 rakats. So exactly the same, in Arabic there are 3 letters that are known as huruf-e-tambih, the letters of warning. That before you inform, you want to give a person an important message, so you alert him, you wake him up. Those 3 letters are Allah, Ama, and Ha. Listen properly what I'm saying. I'm saying Allah, Ama, and Ha. I'm not saying Yamaha. Just now you say Maulana is an agent for Yamaha. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, Allah, open your ears and listen. People that really enjoy their life and people that really get benefit of their life are who? And why did Allah send us here? To make us all and to give us all this great gift. Allah, open your ears and listen. Inna awliya Allah. Verily the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have got such enjoyment in their life. La khawfun alayhim. They have got no fear whatsoever. That what is the price of the dollar going to be? What is the price of the petrol? That every day people are just looking at the indexes. The moment the dollar is gone up, one rand, your blood pressure is gone up. Petrol price is gone up, your blood pressure is gone up. Whereas the friends of Allah, they know, وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. That my life, my control and the control of the whole world is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how Allah ta'ala will keep me, I am totally happy with that. So the friends of Allah, la khawfun alayhim, they have got no fear whatsoever. And many people just live in a phobia, just a fear that what will happen to me. And this is the work of shaitan. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي, that he fears you of everything else besides Allah. That if you don't have an insurance policy, what will happen? See the accidents that are taking place. If you don't, that person, see he went to hospital, he needed so much. If you don't have a medical aid policy, what will happen? Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that, oh my servants, if you got intelligence, then inculcate the taqwa, the fear, the love of Allah Ta'ala. That have, if you got only the fear of Allah in your heart, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, if a person inculcates the fear of Allah, which is called taqwa, and Allah has made this whole arrangement for us, that we get this great wealth of taqwa. When this wealth of taqwa, this true fear of Allah, fear in the love of Allah, that Allah is so kind, Allah will never let me down, and I should be always worried, if Allah is so kind, how can I displease my Allah? He naraazgi jiski dozakh se barkar. That the friends of Allah, they sit and they make zikr of Allah, and they say, oh Allah, we want your love, because your, Allahu Akbar, your displeasure for one moment is worse than being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when taqwa, the true fear and the love of Allah enters the heart, Allah removes the fear of everything else from your heart. So Allah inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim. And if you don't work for the fear of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala fills your heart with every other fear. And we see a person will have all the policies in the world, but he's still living with depression. A person will go outwardly, he'll be in going to entertainment places, but he'll never be at ease. He'll never be happy. So real enjoyment and real peace and real contentment of life, Allah Ta'ala says, when you become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. When you become the walis, and that is why Allah Ta'ala has sent us. And Allah made the whole arrangement for us, how to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala in His infinite wisdom and extreme mercy, Allah has given us the choice. This insan, all the other creation, they have got no choice. Allah has put them on certain obedience, and they are all the time in the obedience of Allah. But this insan who always claims to want freedom, Allah says, I give you the freedom of choice. And Allah has shown us that this is the way to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when Allah has shown us the way, and Allah has guided us, and if we still go on to the wrong path, then we cannot blame anybody else besides ourselves. Allah says, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah Ta'ala never ever causes any type of difficulty, any aliyazu billah, any oppression to any of His creation. Allah Ta'ala only sends down mercy upon His creation. And if we move out of the mercy of Allah, like we see the condition of the ummah today, that we are crying throughout the world, oh Allah, what is happening to the ummah? But because we have moved out of the mercy of Allah. So to come and become the friends of Allah, there are many prescriptions. Our Dada Sheikh has given a beautiful prescription, which time is almost up, we'll just mention it very quickly. And how to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has brought us here and made this arrangements for us. That Allah Ta'ala says that if you want to become the friend of Allah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That recognize Allah, bring iman, and then work to gain the taqwa. Where will you get the taqwa? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are many minds in this world, but the real mind is the mind of taqwa, that is the heart of the friends of Allah. Those who have recognized Allah. Ar-Rahman, Allah is so kind, so merciful. Fas'al bi khabira, jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah, ask them about Allah. Then when they teach us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the first step to find Allah, suhbati ahlullah, the company of the friends of Allah. And we see the greatest friend, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a split moment, they became the best people in the world. Allah says, Rijal, these were men. And when you come in the company of Allah, of the friends of Allah, and you start learning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person realizes, I must be making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zikrullah ki mudawamat, that daily, regularly, make abundance of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it doesn't just remain on the tongue, it penetrates the heart, that every moment I'm worried, Allah must be happy with me. And then a person realizes that I can only become a wali of Allah, sunnat ki mawazabat, if I follow the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the positive factors. But if you want current, you need positive and negative wires. So stay away from the negative ibadat, and that is guna se puri puri hifazat. Save ourselves from the disobedience of Allah. And this is where you'll get the fuel in the company of the friends of Allah, with the zikr of Allah, with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, durood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will give us strength to save ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to protect yourself from sin, guna se bhi mubaadat. Wala taqrabu, don't even go close to the means of guna. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize how kind Allah ta'ala has been upon us. Allah made us the best creation to get the best gift, this nisbat, this connection with Allah. And Allah made all the means, the month of Ramadan Sharif, Qur'an Kareem, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we have to do, beg Allah, make tawbah, istighfar, and ask Allah ta'ala to give us tawfiq. Allah ta'ala, out of his sheer kindness and mercy, will grant us and make us among his close friends. Wa akhir da'wana.